Effective use of the public press. At Ripon, the second camp meeting to be held in Wisconsin that year, inclement weather kept the weekend crowds at home, but many were reached through the public press. Ripon, said to be quite a wealthy and aristocratic place of some 4,000 residents, was at first not too friendly toward the idea of an Adventist camp meeting being held there, but their attitudes changed as they read the Ripon Free Press. That paper, normally a weekly, ran a daily during the meeting. Smith reported that the space in these daily issues was devoted largely to an account of the meeting as it progressed, and to a publication of those leading points of our faith which would best give the people an idea of what position we as a church maintain. Of the reporting he noted, Miss M. L. Clough, a niece of Sister White's who was traveling with them as reporter, furnished full and graphic accounts of each day's meetings for the Free Press, with a synopsis of all the sermons delivered. Besides these accounts, there were published in this series of dailies the fundamental principles of our faith, the sketch of the rise and progress of Seventh-day Adventists, which day do you keep and why? And 40 questions on immortality. And right here we take occasion to mention what we have not before referred to, that is, the reports of these Western camp meetings that have been furnished to the dailies of the different states. Miss Clough, with indefatigable industry, with great versatility of thought and felicity of expression, has given a full daily report of every meeting, stating all particulars, suffering no point of interest to pass unnoticed, but grasping all the salient features of the occasion, and producing the whole in a style pleasing to the popular reader, while it gave a very accurate representation of the meeting. In Iowa, 8 daily papers were furnished with these daily reports. At the Sparta meeting, 3 dailies of Wisconsin and the Chicago Times were thus furnished. At the Minnesota meeting, 1 daily and several weeklies. And at the present meeting, 3 leading dailies of Wisconsin, besides the Free Press of this place already mentioned. These reports, we learn, have been and are being quite extensively copied into other papers, and thus are Seventh-day Adventists and their work brought before the people as they never have been before. Ibid, July 13, 1876. When we consider that all this was done without typewriters or carbon paper, the proportions of such a task of reporting loom large. One man at the Ripon meeting testified that he had come on foot 60 miles to attend the meeting, another walked 70 miles to do so. In a letter Ellen White wrote to her children, she reported that James was so fearfully worn that she took the principal burden through the meeting.